He was 79 when he fell from his bike on a steep road this past spring. Although he lost consciousness, there didn't appear to be lasting damage. But he fell ill at a family gathering in Idaho and died peacefully a week ago today, surrounded by his wife and 9 children. I met with Stephen Covey twice. His gaze was riveting. He wove attention, empathy, and awesome sales skills in an effort to sell Franklin Covey to my wife, Governor. The other time I met with him, he was good enough to give me a 30-minute interview for my radio show. He was about 70 then, and had rushed from an 18-hour flight to give a 90-minute presentation. Exhausted, he could easily have postponed or canceled altogether, but he lived up to his commitment, and fittingly, we talked about trust. He'd spoken that day about how a native tribe gave him the name Bald Eagle. His baldness bespoke transparency, as if he were saying, "Here I am, no hiding, no fuss." Gratefully, his books live on as he was, available, commonsensible, and incredibly dependable. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People remains the most empowering book I have ever read. I return to the book and the principles regularly. I'm not the only one. It's number 21 on the Amazon list with an overwhelming number of 5-star reviews. Covey is deep in thought and spirit. If you haven't read 7 Habits, I urge you to pick it up or dust it off and read it again. Here are his 7 habits. I wonder, what's your favorite? 1. Be proactive. 2. Begin with the end in mind. 3. Put first things first. 4. Think win-win. 5. Seek first to understand. 6. Synergize. And 7. Sharpen the saw. Do you have a number 1 as you lead with your best self?